Okay, let's start with the second Tosis. The first Tosis is very, very straightforward. Second Tosis, Chal Shishon, Be'er Pesach. Says Tosis, V'kan Kosha, V'hod Omer Ablevi, B'shili Anizikin, Anizakin, Shmoyna Parshish, Nehmu V'aysi Yoyim, Shukam HaMishkan. Kosha Parshish Tmeim. V'yir Shabba Kuntish, V'yir Anoshim, Asher Yud Tmeim, L'Nefesh Alba. Rashi really says that the Parshish, by you Anoshim, Asher Yud Tmeim, L'Nefesh Alba, was seven of his Chedish Nisim. And this Rashi really says an arichus. Why was it said in Rish Chodesh Nissan? Rashi says that Rish Chodesh Nissan is when they had the parsha of Shiluach Machnas, and they were told, you know, they were told V'yishluchu ben Machane. So now they learned that a tummy, they were tummy from before, but now they learned that a tummy is not going to be able to come into the Azara. So that's when they woke up and they said, the people who are tummy mates, they woke up and they said, how are we going to bring Korban Pesach? So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, you better become Tar. And there's 14 days to go, so you better become Tar. That was the Shachar Taya, and that was said in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yipshutai, that's the answer to that's the answer to Rabbi Yitzchak's time in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Yechaylum Hayuli Tar. Aron Mishal Yosef. They were there, it was 10 months ago. I feel Michel Vel Sofen, that was Rish Chodesh Nissen, Michel Royal Yitoy. So what's this whole parsha? Mistama, according to Rashi over there in Gittin, Mistama the Pshad is that, Michel Royal Yitoy, but that was the parsha. They heard now, even though it's initial Yosef, so for 10 months they had been, but they didn't bother to become Torah. Nobody told them that there was anything to, they weren't kind, they didn't feel it. Why should they become Torah? There was nobody. Wasn't even Shaykh. Efer Paro was first said that was also given in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they suddenly got the parsha of Shiluach Machanos and Paradum and so on. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, well, you know, what should we work today? And if we don't do anything, what's going to happen with Pesach? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, we better become tough. That's the Echayim Ha'il Yitar. The same thing with Michel Vel Sofer. So what's wrong with that pshat? Why is it very gishmak of pshat? So why does Tosis not like it? The Tosis is really talking to the Mukha Chokol Shoyo Ber HaPesach V'Hamishkan Hukon V'Hamishkan Hukon Be'echod V'Nissen. Tosis is against this Gemara. I don't see Tosis Kasha. Yeah, it's against this Gemara in Rabbi Yitzchok, who says the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yitzchok. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glil. So Tosis says V'Hakilu Rabbi Akiva Lo Yitokan V'Hasvarim D'Gassin and V'Psochem Perak Ha'isha Rab Sov Lo Rabbi Akiva D'Omer Mishol Mishol V'Psochem Ho Yishkar Shisho Mishber V'Pesach. Okay, so Aishagir Seleso. Okay, so Aishagir Seleso. So Nachran, according to Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok says it was Erev Pesach. But according to Nachran, doesn't that Gemara doesn't go Rabbi Levi or whatever? Who says he has to go like Rabbi Yitzchok? Maybe he goes like Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know exactly why Pesach feels that he has a Hasag here in Rashi. Even Lashon Pesach, I feel Rabbi Kiva lo Yitochem lefi Hasvarim. Tosis and Moed that it could work for Rabbi Kiva, just as maybe Gemara that's mashma otherwise, because that's not the right gifts in that Gemara. The Tosis themselves said that with Rabbi Kiva it could stim. If it was Michel Vel Sofen, so maybe it wasn't Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Michel Vel Sofen, that's when they became Tomei. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, what's going to be the Korban Pesach? And he said, Kobi Vatak. Otherwise, you're going to be stopped. Why can't it be Noisir and Ishul Yosef the same way? Like, what was the last 10 months? Yeah, the last 10 months they didn't know about Shiluach Machanos. The last 10 months they didn't know it didn't have Ephapar. But now, the opportunity, now it's Chodesh Nissan, and all of a sudden, now's when the issue came up. Why is it basically any different than Rabbi Kiva in that regard? I don't understand this thesis. Okay, let's see about it. Veneer the parish, parishes to name the sherets in the veil of Azov, and needle kishutsu, who is out to Mus Mikdash Vikadosh. Fine, let's see about it. Shum Dulimot is man Chiyuva. Veim lahakshis, mehod rashin, and veish full yoim, the hailot lushkit is pisle, the time of the mace mitzvah of Milva Chesa, I feel like Achar Chatsais. Basically, as a kasha, Gemara here sounds that they were matami to a meis mitzvah. Tosis l'chatkel takes that literally. It was mamish a meis mitzvah. So Tosis says meis mitzvah. That nothing to do with oisik mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. Even after chatzos, even ahelich lishchet es pisle, he's already oisik in mitzvah's korban pesach. He puts everything aside and he's oisik in the meis mitzvah. So therefore, Tosis says meis mitzvah shiny. We're not talking here about a meis mitzvah. Or the day kochem he brings the diktonim the meis mitzvah nitmu loy meis mitzvah mamish. El kolayim el kovim kedepirish bekuntres. And therefore, it's only the Pirush Bekuntres. And the Ritvis is the same thing, and Rashi says it, and Taisa says it, so everybody agrees. Meis Mitzvah here can't mean literally a Meis Mitzvah. It means a Meis who's a Mitzvah to be Kaverim because he's a Karv. Ulacha Chatzois, now Taisa another thing. Ulacha Chatzois Uda Eni Mitame. Kediktoni Osom, Amid Lo Yitamo, Avo Kedem Chatzois Yitamo. I'm sorry. Ulacha Chatzois Uda Eni Mitame. The halacha is only by meis mitzvah he's matamei. To a regular meis he's not matamei. That's la'achar chatzos. Kedik tani hosam amet lo yitamo. Avol koyim chatzos yitamo. Kedik kamin and hosam biyosef hakoyin shemeis ishti be'er v'pesach v'minu echad hakoyin v'timu bal kofer. Today's is the kitzur, but it's coming from the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kuf. So we know a little bit about the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim. I was really debating whether we should go into this at all, but I spent so much time looking at it that I didn't have time for anything else, so we're going to do it. I mean, we're going to touch on it, we're not really going to do it. The Gemara there has a stira between two brises, a stira of Shimon. In Oinon, halacha like this. In Oinon, the Torah says that an Oinon is also in Achilles Kosher. An Oinon means in modern parlance, when we talk about Oinon, don't look in the Arsvel Avelis book, when we talk about Oinon, we mean Misha Mesim Mutalufama. Somebody died and he hasn't done the burial yet, and he's talking about mitzvahs because he's Torah and so on. After the burial, he's not Oinon anymore, now he's sitting Shiva, now he's the Ovel. That's Oinon in popular, in our modern day terminology. I mean, in Balach's one, that's called Oinon. But in the Chazal, that's not what Oinon means. And in the Torah, that's not what Oinon means. In Chazal, Oinon means, personally, Misha Meisle Meis, the whole day of the Miso, doesn't matter before the burial, after the burial, he's called an Oinon. And the Torah says that an Oinon is also an Achilles Trum of the Kosher. He says, by reading Meis Hashem, you'll hear Chalpi, but Oinon Mimenu. We have from there that an oimun is also an achilas maishasheni kolshem and achilas tumah and achilas kolshem. So oimun is not, and then we have a chal of that oimun is not allowed to do avoidin. He's a chal avoidin. That's called the oimun. Hikes and lorban. I mean, it's lila. It's oimun only by day, or even the following, even the night after the misa. Maybe it's also. I mean, it's lila is added in deraisa, in derabonon. That's the musug of aninus that we're talking about. So the Gemara has a drosha of Shimon. It has a drosha. That not only is an oimun not allowed to do avodah, he's not allowed to eat kolshim, he's not even allowed to send a korban to be shechted and nizbeah. So the drasha that the shlomim karbonai, that you can only be makar of a korban, you can only bring a korban when you're shalim. And an oimun is not called shalim, since he's distraught, he's not called shalim. And his whole musa shmu was there, Siddush shmu was something to say on that. But anyway. That's the drasha. So then, Shalos the deraisa, the rabbon. That's okay. But that's the halacha that Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon said this is a chiddush. This doesn't say in Torah affairs. Torah says he can't eat kosher. There's a kavod chaim where he can't do avodah. But here's a bigger chiddush. He can't even send the shliach, the shech, the carbon on his behalf. He can't bring a carbon, have a carbon brought for him because it's the din of shlom and karbon. And the nidin of the sugya is, does that apply to the carbon pesach? Maybe Korban Pesach is different. Korban Pesach is an Esther Sheish Bekoros. That's a clear in the world. Why should it be different? Pashas comes to Esther Sheish Bekoros. Shlomo Kabbal is also an Esther, maybe Esther Sheish Bekoros, and more from it. Maybe there's other issues. But that's okay. That's still that. But that's the Nidim of the Gemara. Does Aninos prevent a person from bringing the Korban Pesach? At night, Aninos Lila is maybe only Drabonin, eating the Korban Pesach. Maybe it's not too problematic. But can he bring the Korban Pesach in the first place? And again, one of the study of Sofik and how does it affect the Achila, the relationship between the Sheik and the Achila, that's why it's a hard, complicated Sukhya, and it's all interwoven there in the Sukhya, and that's not our limit right now. But just, that's the background. So we're going to steer between two Brises. And one Brise, Reb Shimon said that an Oinon cannot bring the Korban Pesach. So Drosha, Shlomim, Shulam maybe, Beni maybe, Shul Oinon, and it's marred not only by a carbon shlomim, but by a toido, and then it's marbe oilo and karmaitzer and pesach. Anyway, it says the kitzur oilo can't bring a carbon pesach. Then there was another vice in which Rav Shimon himself said that which Rav Shimon himself said that an oinon toibul v'oichlis piskei l'erev, that an oinon could have a carbon pesach. They'll have a carbon pesach. They'll shechter. He can't walk into the azor, but they'll shechter on his behalf. And at night he'll be able to. At night he'll be able to eat the carbon pesach. And this guy is maybe only rabbanu, but so to steer Rav Shimon. Couldn't oinon have a carbon pesach, send the carbon pesach? I mean, not send the carbon pesach. I think Laura has like five different tirutzim how to answer the steer Rav Shimon. But we're going to be interested in there's only two of the answers: Abaye, which is in the cook in the middle, and then the Rav at the end. Abaye answers. Kan kleidim chatzos, kan lacher chatzos. If it became an oinon kleidim chatzos, so the anina is kicked in before the zman of carbon pesach. So then the aninus is chal, what they will call it, the aninus is chal, and he's not able to bring the carbon pesach. If the zman of the carbon pesach already arrived, then it was meisle meis. So when the aninus ought to be chal, you already have the chiv of the carbon pesach. So then the aninus is not. Chal, let's say, for lack of a better word, I'm not sure if that's exactly right. Get it? Aninus nachal, and he brings the carbon pesach. That's Abaye's answer. So Abaye says, "I'll bring you a raya that this answer is correct, because it's just, I'll show you a different steel. On the one hand, we have a brayso. One hand we have a brayso. Lo yitamo." That a kohen is mitzvah to be metami to kohen. The Brisa says, "Lo yitama mitzvah." That a kohen has a mitzvah to be metami to kohen. Lo yotza metami is bar kocha. Kohen doesn't want; he's got no choice. We're metami bar kocha. For ma'ase b'yosef hakohen, she ma'ase ishle be'erev pesach. Lo yotza litami. He didn't want to become tami because it's carbon pesach, erev pesach. And the kohen were metami b'kochen. That's on the one hand. They have a story with Yosef HaKohen that they were metami b'kochen because lo yitama is a mitzvah. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have another braisa that says that erev Pesach, a person is only metami to a mitzvah. A kohen is only metami to a mitzvah, but he's not metami to an ordinary karav. So it's a stira. Here we have a ma'aseh of Yosef HaKohen, erev Pesach, and we're metami b'kochen. Here we have another mice. We have another mice that says that we're not metami only for mace mitzvah. He's metami, but he's not allowed to be metami for an ordinary carb. Says Abaye, it must be a raya to me that there's a chiluk kaidum chatzos and la'achar chatzos. The mice is basically the same was in the morning. The mice with the other mice is talking in the afternoon. So from here you see kaidum chatzos the aninus is chal and then he cannot bring the carb of pesach. La'achar chatzos the aninus is not chal and he could bring the carb of pesach. And that's the parish for the steering of Shimon. The mice in which Rav Shimon says that an oinon. Is because the shlomim karbonoi is memayed that the oinon is possible to be maybe karbonoi even by a carbon pesach. That's talking about kovim chatzos, meis kovim chatzos. And the rice that says that oinon is maybe a spischoi, that's talking about la'achar meis le'meis la'achar chatzos. That's a bias teretz. That's what this part of Tosfos is coming from. So Tosfos says that you see from that Gemara. Tosfos says by us. The Takamura, even though it says in Takamura that a kohen is not metame to a kor of la'achar chatzos, that's only la'achar chatzos. Kohen chatzos, he is metame, and that's why that stems with Agamura that kohen chatzos they were able to be metame to the drasha of Reb Yitzchok. That since it was kohen chatzos, it was kohen metal altogether. They were able to just call shvishul and be adal. They were able to be metamed because it was kaidum chatzos. That's how everything stems. The Gemara is still talking about achar chatzos. Achar chatzos cannot be metamed. The kaidum chatzos, the Abaye says that he could be metamed. That's the raya from Yosef HaKohen. The steer between the two brises. The Bible the raya from Yosef HaKohen. So that's like Agamar. The kaidum chatzos, and especially 7 days before, so when kaidum chatzos, he's able to be metamed. At kamatos. So a lot of questions here. First of all, in Agamar, what does Tosfos want from us? The nidin of the Agamar is aninus chal to pasulim from avos hapesach. So the one is mechal la'achar chatzos, he's not an Einan. He does not become an Einan. The Chiyuv Pesach was first. He does not become an Einan. Chayim Chatzoisi becomes an Einan. And as an Einan, he's possible to bring for Shkifas HaPesach. And that's why Chayim Chatzois, that's the Chayim Sugit, that's why Chayim Chatzois, he becomes an Einan, he's possible from Havas HaPesach. So, if he's not going to bring the Pesach anyway, so of course there's no problem being the Tami. Because he's possible for the Pesach. The Aninus was Chal, it will bring the Chayim Pesach, it's a dinner. Shlomim Karbonai, an Einan is possible from Havas Karbonas. What does it say in Agamar? Is Agamar about Aninus? And Agamar's not an Aninus. Agamar's talking with Luis Matami 7 days before the Korban Pesach, before Erev Pesach. He's not going to be Aninus, no matter what, he's not going to be an Aninus. Aninus is one day, maybe a day and a night maximum, but not more than that. Agamar's not even talking about Aninus. The need of the Agamar is Isaac and Mitzvah, Potem and Amitzvah. The need of it is, are you allowed, or is he allowed to be Matami 7 days before to a mace, to a Korav, knowing that 7 days later he's going to be Tomei, and as a Tomei mace, nothing to do with Aninus, as a Tomei mace, he's not going to be able to have a Korban Pesach, because we're not Sheikhtim Vizorkim on a Tomei mace, at least not Kodim to Levazai. So, what does Taisa see in that Gemara? Taisa says, Kodim Chatzos, you're allowed to be Matami. Taisa by us, the reason why 7 days before you're allowed to be Matami is because the Gemara over there says, that Kodim Chatzos, you're allowed to be Matami, like Yosef HaKoyin. Not Doim at all. Yosef HaKoyin was, the mace died Erev Pesach. Yosef HaKoyin couldn't bring the Korban Pesach even if he wanted to. Even if, what would have happened by Yosef HaKoyin if his the Koyinim were not Matami Bar Kochi? In that Maisavir, what would have been if they would not be Matami Yosef HaKoyin? He would still become an Oinon. Koyinim Chatzos, I mean, this is Chal. And if he becomes an Oinon, then he's possible to bring a Korban Pesach. So Yosef HaKoyin is not bringing a Korban Pesach anyway. It doesn't matter whether they are Matamim, they're not Matamim. He's an Oinon, and if he's an Oinon, then he can't bring the Korban Pesach. So if he's an Oinon anyway, they're not going to bring the Korban Pesach anyway, so what's the harm in being Matamim? Lo Yitam is a mitzvah after all. Who says from that Gemara that somebody was Mesle, let's say the day before Pesach, Aninus is not going to be an issue. Maybe the day before Pesach, since he's not going to be an Oinon, and he's going to be able, and he is able to bring the Korban Pesach, maybe he should not be Metamish, because the Mitzvah Chamur of Korban Pesach should be Doicher, the Mitzvah Kal of being Metamish to a Mace. So the Agamor says, not because I said Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, but I don't see that from the Gemara of the Rav Yosef HaKoyin Becha. That's question number one. Yeah, this is not only Kash on Tosis. It's a Kash on the Gemara itself. Hoches Tiyus HaSugyus. Because in the Gemara over there, Abai brought a riot from Yosef HaKoyim. From the fact that the Koyim were Metamehim, it's a riot that Aninus Koyim Chatzos, that Koyim Chatzos Aninus is Chav. What's the riot? Because if Aninus would not be Chal, then he would have to be able to bring a Korban Pesach, then why would they be Metami? So that Gemara it says, so if Abayit's bring, again, how does Abayit go? There's a steer between two Rav Shimons. One Rav Shimon says, Shlomim Karbonai, that Oinon is possible for Havos Karbonis included in Korban Pesach. And another Bryce Rav Shimon says that Oinon is possible for Havos Karbonis not included in Korban Pesach. So it's a steer where their Oinon is possible for Havos Karbonis. So Abayit said, Kan Koyim Chatzos, Kan Lacha Chatzos. Va'acha Chatzos, Aninus is not Chal. After Chatzos, Erev Pesach, Aninus is not Chal. And therefore he brings the Korban Pesach. And Koyim Chatzos, Aninus is Chal, and therefore Shlomim Karbonai kicks in, and he's not able to bring the Korban Pesach because he's an Oinon. And that has nothing to do with whether or not he's Tomei. The Aninus makes him unable to bring the Korban Pesach. And Abai would arrive from the Maisi of Yosef HaKoyim that the Koyim were Metami and Koyim Chatzos. So right to this you say. So obviously Abai is learning up, why were the Koyim able to be Metami? Because he was an Oinon anyway and was not able to bring the Korban Pesach. So therefore the Koyim had a right to be Metami. So that implies that had he not become an Oinon, then they would not have been able to be Metami, because there's a Korban Pesach on board, and there's a Korban Pesach coming up. The only reason why they were able to be Metami is because the Koyim said, of course, he's an Oinon anyway, he can't bring a Korban Pesach, so let's be Metami. That's the Gemara over there. The Gemara over here says that even a few days before Erev Pesach, where aninus is not an issue, he's allowed to be metame. Not only that, he's obligated to be metame, even though that the tumah is going to prevent him from bringing the Varim Pesach, because Isaac mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. Like Rashi explains, mitzvah kala lefonov. So he does the mitzvah kala lefonov, even though he afterwards is going to be onus from doing the mitzvah chamura lachazman. So according to Agamara, you know why they achav akainim were metame Yosef akain in the morning? Not because he was an oin in any way and wouldn't be able to bring the Karim Pesach. No, maybe he would be able to bring the Karim Pesach if we wouldn't be metamayim. But we have to be metamayim because it's a mitzvah lo yitama, and a mitzvah kala that's here right now is doicha, a mitzvah chamur. That's not going to be there till the afternoon. As Mamas Estes has sugyas, why Yosef HaKoyen, why Echad HaKoyen were metamayim Yosef HaKoyen? According to the Maran Zvachim, Abayin Zvachim, went to Abayi and Zvachim, they were Metama Yosef HaKoyen because they held, he's anyway can't bring the Korban Pesach, he's Oinon, and Oinon is possible to bring the Korban Pesach. According to Agamara, the reason why you're allowed to be Metama, why a person's allowed to be turned Metama to a Korban Koyden HaPesach, not because he's an Oinon, you can do Veninos, 7 days before, he's not going to be an Oinon Erev Pesach. It's because the essay of being Metama to a Korban, even though later, even the essay of being Metama to a Korban, overrides, since it's a mitzvah lefonov, overrides the mitzvah she'ena lefonov of bringing the Korban Pesach. It's quite a steerous, it's a shared thesis, but it's also a steerous thesis. Emes, the Lashon of the Brayser share also. Sasemes says the following question. Sasemes there. The Lashon of the Brayser is I know it's hard, but we're not in the sugya, and it's like I think I'm not going to overburn it. I just want to finish with the bay. Just the chesed bay. The rest of it, I'm not going to. Just to have this liquid to work out a bay. Anyway, what's the lesson of the Brisa? Lo yitama mitzvah. Starts off, the Torah says, by a kohen, lo yitama, he has to lamed hey. Lo yitama, he has a mitzvah to be metame to a kor. Lo yrotza metame leisav akor. So the Brisa is talking about the mitzvah of lo yitama, that lo yitama is a mitzvah. This is Shikas Rabbi Akiva, famous machaikas. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is lo yitama mitzvah, is it a rishus? Rabbi Shmuel says lo yitama means the kohen is allowed to be metame to a kor. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, the kohen is mitzvah to be metame to a kor, and that's what the Brisa is saying. Says the Brisa, umaisa be yosef hakohen, shemese ishtoi be'erev hapesach. Lo yirotsu lo yitama, benimnu echel hakohen, and betimu bal kochen. So this is a maisa, it's a riot from this maisa. You see that Yosef HaKoyen didn't want to be metame, and they said, no, it's a mitzvah, you have to be metame, lo yitama mitzvah. And they were metame bal kochen. Brisa says it was Erev Pesach. Ask the Sfasemis, why did the Brisa say that it was Erev Pesach? What's in the game? We need to know where you're at. We're going to light a candle for her. Why do we need to know when she died? Just Hashib Shat is. And it's Erev Usa. Even though it was Erev Pesach, and being Metamahim was going to cause him to lose out on the Korban Pesach. Doesn't matter. Lo Yitama Mitzvah. That's Hashib Shat in the Brisa. Ask the Sfasemis, no, even if we were not being metame him, he wouldn't bring the Korban Pesach because he's Oinon. And Kodem Chatzoy Sabai says, Aninus is Chal, and Aninus is possible to bring the Korban Pesach. So this Yosef HaKoyim was not going to bring the Korban Pesach no matter what the Koyim did to him. So he was not a player in the Korban Pesach. So for Yosef HaKoyim, Erev Pesach was no different than any other day. So what's the Chiddush that was Erev Pesach? They were metame him even though it was Erev Pesach. The minute his wife died, his Chal Aninus, and he's an Ogel, and an Ovel is possible from Havos and Korban Pesach. So Yosef HaKoyen wasn't going to bring a Korban Pesach anyway. What's the Chiddush? Lo Yitama, and even at Erev Pesach, the Echav HaKoyen were Metamei. Of course they were Metamei. Why shouldn't they be Metamei? If they wouldn't be Metamei, it's not going to help them for the Korban Pesach. So there's no Revusa, clapping the din of Lo Yitama, there's no Revusa in the fact that this might happen in Erev Pesach. The Ksos Emes is Kasha. So Rem is already in the Gemara Zvachim itself, that somehow there's a isik mitzvah issue here, that the mitzvah is lo yitam, is somehow overriding the korban pesach. But how does it stem? The whole sugya is talking about din aninus, the psul of aninus is what overrides the korban pesach.
Maybe the
Eretz Pesach
has come to explain why
Reuven
didn't want to do it, because he held that even though it was
Kodun Kodun. He didn't know the Halacha of Aninus either, so he was like, Gornam Baris. He didn't know the Halacha, and he didn't know the
Aninus. He argued on it.
Or whatever, so he, but this Yosef HaKoyen thought, but that's why the Maestro, why Yosef HaKoyen not want to move Tamar, because he didn't know Lo Yitam was in this, and he also didn't know about Aninus. So he thought, we can say, maybe, Yosef HaKoyen didn't know, he thought it could have been moved. He thought, okay, maybe. He just didn't know the halakha of Aninus. Yeah. Well, I think we have to say something along those lines. Shuti, it's nothing to do. That's the problem. Aninus, the Torah is a custom way. Maybe Kshane Shalom. Yeah, this is where we're headed. We need to say something along those lines, but it needs a hezbollah. Yes, absolutely. And it's called before the Purim. Right away with the Misa. He's the Oymet till the end of the day. From the Misa till the end of the day. So, Abimakim. There's a Rambam. Those are here for some head from some head news, man. Maybe you remember some of this. There's a Rambam. Is anybody here for some head news, man? Yeah. Okay. I forget already how long ago it was. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Ma'aseh Sheni, Halacha Vav, talk about the fact that Oyin is not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Rambam defines who's an Oyin. So the Rambam's lashon is Ezu Oyin Zehamis Abel Al Echad Min HaKrovim Shul Chayiv Lis Abel Aleh. An Oyin is a person who's Mis Abel for one of the Krovim, the seven Krovim whom you're Chayiv to Mis Abel. So the Chayim HaMedayik. An oyin is for shiva krovim. That's the double portion. The lashon Rambam is that an oyin is a person who's being misabel for the shiva krovim. Lashon Rambam that lu yitzur he wouldn't be misabel, then he would not be an oyin. The lashon. There are cases where somebody could have a karav who died and he's not misabel. He would be based in misabel malay. Cholamayid Ram sheet this is no avelus in cholamayid. Meis le meis becholamayid beregel. Meis le meis beregel is not misabel malay. Chayyim the mashmoyis here in the Rambam is that in such a case, you're not an oimer. So what's that go? Why not? He's an oimer now. What does avelus have to do with aninus? What does avelus have to do with aninus? And the frat aninus is chal right away from Misa, and avelus is not chal till after the kfir according to the Rambam. That's also machlokes Shishayim. The Ramban sheet of avelus is chal beyond the Misa. Certain parts of the Avelis Chazal were makel in that he should be able to arrange the funerals. They were makel, he's got to go out of the house. They were makel, he's got to wear shoes. But fundamentally, the Rabban holds Avelis is Chal Miyad with the Misa. And the Rambam sheet, there's no Avelis until after the Kfur. So, but Aninus, the Psul of Aninus, Avad is Chal Miyad. What is that? Why? How does that? What's Rambam doing over here connecting Avelis to Aninus? The answer is, this is a long shmuz. If you want to look in Perek HaNechnokim, I have a whole in the notes from HaNechnokim is not a big arichas about it. But the short nusach is that the definition of an oinon is a person who's being oisik with the mace. If he has no oisik with the mace, then he's not an oinon. Oinon is lashon of tsar. What makes him an oinon is that he has an oisik with the mace. So kaidin kvura, he has the oisik akvura. Well, acha kvura, he has the oisik of avelus. If there would be no avelus, then la'acha kvur wouldn't be an oinon. Because with what does he have to do with the mace? He's not, the kvur is over, and he's not misabel. So only if there's an avelus. Then the avelus continues, and then he's still called an oisik in the mace. Even though avelus is the rabbonim. But the Rambam is avelus, you're mentioning the oisik. Not only that, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avel, the Rambam says that avelus, your mission is the oisik. This is also my focus to show you. The Rambam passes the first day of Shiva, is the oisik. And the Rambam brings a raya from the fact that Aaron HaKohen said, V'yachalti chatas hayoyim ha'yitha b'enei Hashem. That Aaron said that I'm an oyman, I can't eat kodshim. The whole day I can't eat kodshim. Okay. My name is Eitzel Zeb. So Aaron said, I'm an oyman, I can't eat kodshim. We're not talking about that. We're talking about sitting shiva. And I'm saying that the first day is shiva is a deraisa. What does it have to do with that English? What does that have to do with Aaron saying the Aviachalti Chatasayim Ayita Beinei Hashem? The answer is Heim Mazor. If there will be no Avelus, the Rambam holds that if there will be no Avelus, then there will be no Aninus either. At least not after the Kfur. Maybe Kodim HaKfur Yav Esek HaKfur. So you'll be an Aynim Mitzad Esek HaKfur. But after the Kfur, Aaron HaKoyin said even after the Kfur, Aviachalti Chatasayim, the whole day I'm an Aynim. Why is an Aynim the whole day? The Kfur is over in the middle of the day. What makes it, where's the Esek HaMeis? There it is, the Esek HaMeis is the Kfur. I mean, the Esek HaMeis is the Avelus. Says the Rambam, from there's Takarai, the Avelus HaMishin Gerais. So here we have a linkage between the Chiyuv Kfura, the Chiyuv to Misasek with the Meis, and the concept of Aninus. So I think maybe with this we could bridge the steer between the two sugyas, and maybe places will also be Nichol. Abai says that Koinem Chatzois Aninus is Chal, and La'achar Chatzois Aninus is not Chal. Can't bring the Korban Pesach. He could bring the Korban Pesach. Not really spelled out in the Gemara. Why is Aninus Chal in one case, not Chal the other case? Aninus is a Psul. Somebody came about Mum after Chatzos. What is that? The Psul not Chal. This is a Psul. What does that have to do? Why Koyim Chatzos the Psul Chal and after Chatzos the Psul is not Chal? Because he's Sholem, Sholem Kavodah. He's not a Sholem. Even if it's Meisle Meis Acher Chatzos, but he's still not a Sholem. So what's the Pshat? So I want to suggest that the difference is Hagamar. Meisle Meis Kodim Chatzos before the Zman HaPesach. So it's Chalim him the mitzvah to be misasik with the Meis, because Mitzvah Chalav Afanov is Doika Mitzvah Chamur later on. It's Chalachiv to be misasik with the Meis. Maybe that's not to be Kovar himself. Kovar through somebody else. He's a Kohen, maybe he's Mitzvah to be Matame, Shiloh, Lo Yivak. But I put him to be Oisek with the Mace is Shimon. The Chi of Akfuri for Sheres. That we saw in Rashi with us. Even Yisrael, maybe he doesn't have a Chi of Matame, certainly has a Chi of Kfur. So Mace, Mace, Kohenim Chatzois, it's Chalon him, a Chi of Kfur. He has to be Misasik with the Mace. If he has to be Misasik with the Mace, then he becomes an Oimah. Because it's the Esek HaMace that makes him into an Oimah. Once he's an Oinon, then that's it. Once that Nisus Chal doesn't go away, then he's Nitzchik from the Pesach Shem. Then he's Nitzchik from the Pesach. Now, Shanking, what's Meis LeMeis La'acha Chatzois is already Motez Man Chiyuva, so now you don't have any more than a Vaisik Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah. So now, he can't be Misasik with the Meis, because if he's going to have a Mitzvah to be Misasik with the Meis, he's going to become an Oinon, and an Oinon is not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So being misasik with the Meis is going to make him into an Oinon, it's going to prevent him from bringing the Korban Pesach. But the mitzvah Pesach is a mitzvah chamura. Being misasik with Meis is only a mitzvah kal, it's a bekaris. And already was matas man chiyuva, you don't have the oisik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. So the Meila, because of the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach that already arrived, that's mafkia, that he does not have the mitzvah to be misasik with the Meis. If he doesn't have the mitzvah to be misasik with the Meis, then he doesn't become an Oinon either. So mainly, it's not sugis halukas. The two sugis are two sides of the same coin. In Agamor it says that koydim chatzois, or 7 days before, whatever. In Agamor it says that mitzvah the koydim chatzois in the morning or 7 days before koydim chatzois, the chiyuv of pesach hasn't come. So in mainly, the chiyuv of esek hameis is chav. Esek hameis if he's a koyin to be metame. He's Yisrael, like Zaham the Rai, but does the Mamash have to be Matame? Does he only have to oversee the Kfur? But Kafikach, the Chi of the Mitzvah Sasei to be Misasik with the Meis is Chal, and once it's Chal, he becomes Oimon. He becomes Tommy too. If he's Matame to the Meis, he becomes Tommy too. But like upon him, it's Chalanim Dinei Esek HaMeis. Once it's Chalanim Dinei Esek HaMeis, then that's it, then he's Oimon. After Chatzos, and that's the Gemara. There's no stira. Agamara says that Koyim Chatzos is Oisik Mitzvah Fatim and a Mitzvah, meaning Mitzvah Kala Bafonim is Oisik Mitzvah Chamur Shalai Bafonim. So it says in Agamara that Koyim Chatzos, or even days before, that Mitzvah Kala Bafonim takes precedence, and therefore he's allowed to be Metame to the Meis, even though by having this Eisik HaMeis is going to be Unoidon, and not only that, but if he's actually Metame to the Meis, he's going to become Tomei for 7 days, like the Anoshim. So like technically an Oshim and Posuk, it doesn't matter. Mitzvah Kala Bafana was Doichem Mitzvah Chamur Shalei Bafana. And therefore, he should be Metame and it's Chalim and Dine Aninus. And then we have this detail we talked about yesterday. Why does he have to be Metame? Do it to somebody else. So he said, that was the whole discussion. Eshel Kaim Shnei. I don't want to go back into that whole, the details of, that was yesterday's discussion. So, even if he has a mitzvah to Metame, but the Rambam, Rashi hold that there's no mitzvah, the Shagas Ayah discussion. He doesn't have to be Metame. He do it on the Achayim, then he won't become Tomei. So it's Eshel Kaim Shnei. So the answer, we said is that, the Tosis told that the Yisrael is Mesuvah to Metame. And the Ran holds even that the Tidus Halev hypothesis. So the Tidus Halev hypothesis means it depends if Eshel Kaim Shneim or Eshel Kaim Shneim. That was the Chesmah from yesterday. If you hold Eshel Kaim Shneim, then we could just say that Tidus Halev hypothesis him, and then he's allowed to become Tomei. He doesn't have to become Tomei, but he's allowed to because he's, even though it's Eshel Kaim Shneim, Tidus Halev hypothesis him. And if you hold Eshel Kaim Shneim, then you have to hold like Tosis and Yivam, that there is a Mitzvah to Metame, so it's Eshel Kaim Shneim. But that's the ground that we already covered. I don't want to. But in Yanenu, the point is it says in Agamar that Gabi Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, there's a difference between Motas Man Chiyuva and Loi Motas Man Chiyuva. Where's the Perish Mechal? In the Tzrichas of the Gemara, it's Hoka Loi Motas Man Chiyuva. The din of Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah that we have in this Pasuk about you and Noshim Ashur Tmeim and Nefeshad and with me was Loi Motas Man Chiyuva. So the Mitzvah Kala Befonov is Chal. After Motas Man Chiyuva, the Mitzvah Kala is not Chal to the extent it's going to interfere with the Korban Pesach. That's what it says in Agamah. In the Gemara in Pesachim, Gemara in Pesachim rather, it says that Kodim Chatzoisi becomes an Oinon, and after Chatzoisi doesn't become an Oinon. Why was Yosef HaKoyim Matami in the morning? In Agamah it says he could be Matami in the morning, or the day before for that matter, because Yosef Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. The Gemara in Pesachim says he could be Matami in the morning because Aninus was Chal. Here it says, Hainu Hach, why is Aninus Chal? Because it was chal in him, the mitzvah Eisek HaMeis. And why was the mitzvah Eisek HaMeis going to be chal in him? After all, having mitzvah Eisek HaMeis in the morning is going to prevent him from bringing the Korban Pesach in the afternoon because it's going to be an oimon. The Torah says, because Eisek mitzvah potem and mitzvah, mitzvah kala b'fonam overrides and mitzvah chamor shalei b'fonam. So in the morning, Yosef HaKoyin said, I want to bring the Korban Pesach. If I'm going to be metame, I'm going to be busy with Eisek HaMeis, I'm not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So Echel HaKoyin said to him, no, you have the mitzvah Eisek HaMeis, because Eisek mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. Right now it's a mitzvah kala b'fonam. And once you have a mitzvah Eisek HaMeis, then you become an oinon too. And then you also become an oinon. And that's what Abai said, Kaim Koyim Chatzois, Kaim La'achar Chatzois. Meis La'meis, Koyim Chatzois, it's chal in a mitzvah Eisek HaMeis, because Eisek mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. Once it's chal in a mitzvah Eisek HaMeis, then even if he's not a Tamei, but he's an oinon. Because he's the person who was chal in a mitzvah Eisek HaMeis. So there's no Eisek mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. So it's not chal in a mitzvah Eisek HaMeis. Because mitzvah Eisek HaMeis, if it will be chal, will prevent him from bringing the Korban Pesach. Because if it will be chal, it will make him into an oinon. So after chatzois, there's no Eisek mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. And therefore he doesn't become an oinon. That's the main nekudot. I was going to go to the end of Tosfos with Rava also, but I think it's going to be too much. Everyone wants in the notes, I'll be mashing them a little bit how the end of Tosfos plays out. There's another Madam with Rava and Kleim Shchita, La'acha Shchita, that needs to be also just worked through in these terms. I think it's going to be too much to say right now. So right now, I just want to sum up just in the Ik and the Kudus Hadvar. Is that the Ik and the Kudus Hadvar is. That on the face of it, we have a steer between two sugis. And I could have said, maybe sugis chalukas. At the end of the world, maybe it's sugis chalukas. But Tosfos puts the two sugis together. Tosfos is oblivious of it being some kind of machlekes sugis. So it doesn't seem in Tosfos that it seems that Tosfos thought the two sugis go together. But the Chor, the Mamish, is totally opposite. In Agamar is talking about not Erev Pesach. Meis Lamei is 7 days before Pesach. So in Agamar, Aninus is not an issue. Because even if he becomes an Oinon 7 days before Pesach, he's not going to be Oinon by the time Pesach arrives. So Agamara Oinon, the issue of Oinon did not even make an appearance. The issue in Agamara is, if he's going to be Matami to the Mace, he's going to be Tami for 7 days, and that's going to interfere with the Korban Pesach. And Agamara says, it's a din of Oisik Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, if it's before Erev Pesach, if it's before Chatzos of Erev Pesach, So it's called Leimotas Man Chiyuva, and therefore Eisik Mitzvah is Potem in a Mitzvah, and he can do the Mitzvah Kala B'Ponov, even though as a result he's going to become Tomei, and he's not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. That's our sugya. So according to our sugya, if a person was Meis L'Meis Erev Pesach in the morning, so why would he be allowed to be Metame? According to Agamar, he would be allowed to be Metame, even though he's really going to become Tomei, and he's not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach as a Tomei, it doesn't matter. Because Mitzvah Kala B'Ponov overrides mitzvah sakarban pesach. That's agamar. We're in Zvachim, totally different sugya. There we have a sugya about aninus, which only with somebody with meis la meis erev pesach. And we have a stima between two rabshimans. One rabshiman says that an oinon is possible from the korban pesach, and another writes that rabshiman says that oinon could is allowed to bring a korban pesach. The issue there is aninus, not tumah. Doesn't matter if he's tumah or not. An oinon is possible from the korban pesach, but or not. That's the stima of rabshiman. And Abai answers, "Kan koydim chatzoyis kan la'achar chatzoyis." So Abai is saying a chiluk in aninus. That meis lemeis koydim chatzoyis, he becomes an oinon, and therefore he's posel from the korban pesach. Meis lemeis la'achar chatzoyis, since the chiyuv pesach came before the misa, so he does not become an oinon, and he's not posel from being the korban pesach. That's the chiluk that Abai made. And Abai put a raya. So the koydim chatzoyis part of it, from Yosef HaKoyin, that they were metamim. Sounds from that Gemara that why were they metamim? Because since he was Meis L'Meis Koinim Chatzois, he became an Oinon, and since he became an Oinon, he was posel from being in the Korban Pesach. Since he was posel from being in the Korban Pesach, so that's why they said, you don't have to worry about the Korban Pesach, you can't bring it anyway. So we're going to be Metamei. It's against Agamara. Two different reasons why. According to Agamara, they could have been Metamei even if he would forfeit the Korban Pesach as a result, because Mitzvah Kala B'Ponim is Lecha Mitzvah Hamur, Shalai B'Ponim. That's the tier between the two sugyas. So what I want to suggest to bridge the two sugyas based on the Rambam is that to be an oinon, he has to have mitzvah eisek hameis. If he doesn't have mitzvah eisek hameis, whatever eisek hameis is, by koyin it means to be metame. By Yisrael, it's not like the Rambam and the Raiva, does it mean to be metame, or just to oversee the kura, whatever it is. But there's a mitzvah eisek hameis, and mitzvah eisek, it says in the Gemara that there's a mitzvah to be mesasek with the meis. Mitzvah eisek hameis is what makes him an oinon for that day. For the day of the Misa Nekfur, he becomes the Mitzvah Esek HaMeis with the Esek HaVeilas, Esek HaKfur with the Esek HaVeilas. That's what makes him into an Oinon. And that's the bridge between the two sugyas. That with Abaye, that's Abaye saying, Meislin, that's exactly what Abaye is Mechalik. Meislin, Meis, Kaidim Chatzois. So since the Mitzvah HaPesach HaChamur didn't come yet, so therefore Mitzvah Esek HaMeis could be Chal. Even though Mitzvah Esek HaMeis is A, maybe going to make him Tommy, and B, at least for today, is going to make him into an Oinon. Doesn't matter. Mitzvah Kala B'Fonov overrides Mitzvah Chamur, the Shalei B'Fonov. That's why Meis L'Meis in the morning, he becomes Chayiv in Mitzvah Seisek HaMeis. And because he becomes Chayiv in Mitzvah Seisek HaMeis, he becomes an Oinon. And therefore, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. Even if he's not Tomei, and if he's Tomei, Lachas Kama B'Kam. Lashen Ke Meis L'Meis L'Acha Chatzois. Now he has a Mitzvah Chamur B'Fonov. The Mitzvah Chamur B'Fonov says, don't do anything, don't do any mitzvahs, and don't have any mitzvahs that are going to prevent you from bringing the Korban Pesach. That overrides mitzvahs Esek HaMeis. And therefore mitzvahs Esek HaMeis is not Chal. And since mitzvahs Esek HaMeis is not Chal, therefore he does not become an Oinon. And that was the story with Yosef HaKoyen. Yosef HaKoyen, he said, I want to have Esek HaMeis. I'm sorry, he didn't want to have Esek HaMeis. He said, I don't want Esek HaMeis. I'm going to have Esek HaMeis. I'm not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Came Echad HaKoyim and they said, no, Korban Pesach is in the afternoon. Today's only the morning. So therefore, you still have the mitzvah of Esek HaMeis. And we have to be, and if we have a mitzvah, lo yitam, we have to be metameyu. The Sfasemis asked, that I didn't finish with it, I didn't address the Pharisee, the Sfasemis the Kafir. The Sfasemis asked, what's the chiddush that it was Erev Pesach? He became an oinon anyway. Since it was in the morning, he became an oinon anyway. He anyway couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. So what's the chiddush that they were metameyu and Erev Pesach? Even if they wouldn't be metameyu, but he would become an oinon. Harris says that's like circular. He held he's not an Oinon. Because he thought, I don't have Esek HaMeis. Because Korban Pesach overrides Esek HaMeis. Echad HaKoyim said to him, no, you have Mitzvah Esek HaMeis. Since you have Mitzvah Esek HaMeis, so therefore, you become an Oinon. You can't put that. It starts with the Mitzvah. It doesn't start with the Aninus. The Sfasemis asked, who cares if he has a Mitzvah? He doesn't have a Mitzvah. He's an Oinon anyway. So what's the Bryce talking about? Erev Pesach. But the mitzvah overrides Erev Pesach. He was an oinon anyway. Who cares whether he had a mitzvah? The answer is, if he doesn't have a mitzvah, he doesn't become an oinon. The only reason why he has aninus is because there's a mitzvah. So you have to start with the lo yitama. There's a mitzvah lo yitama, which is a mitzvah. And that's included in the mitzvah Esek HaMeis. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also mitzvah seisa kameis. But according to Rabbi Kiva, lo yitam lo is mitzvah seisa kameis. Mitzvah seisa kameis is chal and makes him into an oinon, and it's chal even an erpe, and it includes lo yitam as a mitzvah. And ma'isav echel akoyin, that he thought he doesn't have seisa kameis because korban pesach overrides the mitzvah seisa kameis, and therefore he shouldn't become an oinon. And Echav HaKoyim said to him, no, it's in the morning. Pesach's not here. And since Pesach's not here, you have the mitzvah of Esek HaMeis. And Esek HaMeis, therefore, is Mechayev that we should be Metameyu. And therefore, they were Metameyu even in the morning. So it is a Chiddush Erev Pesach, because it goes to Yosef HaKoyim's time. Can't say he was an owner anyway, so what's the Chiddush of Erev Pesach? The Chiddush of Erev Pesach is that Yosef HaKoyim is wrong. Yosef HaKoyim thought Erev Pesach, he shouldn't become an Oinon, because he shouldn't have the mitzvah of Esek HaMeis. Echav HaKoyim went in there, and they decided, no, he comes in the morning, you have the mitzvah of Esek HaMeis. You have the mitzvah of Esek HaMeis, then you become an oinon. First of all, if you have the mitzvah of Esek HaMeis, we should become your samazai, even if you won't become an oinon. And number two, you talk and become an oinon. But it all goes together. That's the gisha between the two lumas. Okay, Mr. Shem, next time we'll go back to tomorrow. What's the schedule? Was a luncheon at 12:30? It's a chagiga at 12:30, and I think she's supposed to be 1:30, if I'm not mistaken. Fine, so 1:30. But what happened to the Thursday schedule, Bible and whatnot?
There's no
class tomorrow. Okay.